Hello, welcome to the English program. We now continue our look at psychology, the history of psychology as a discipline in the 21st century. And we have been looking at the role of ethics in psychology. This is very, very important. The whole series we're looking at, by the end of it, should have covered how you can describe the diversity of psychology as a discipline. We should be, by the end, looking at the various lists of some of the ways a psychologist can focus on different aspects of human behaviour. We should, during the course of the series, be identifying different methods the psychologists use to explore human behaviour. And if you are a student of psychology, this course will help you to illustrate the importance of ethical considerations. In the previous episode, it was ethics and the BPS, the British Psychological Society. We continue looking at ethical principles and the issue of competence. Well, psychologists must recognize the limits of their knowledge, their skill, training, education, and experience and work within them. In order to do this, they should develop and maintain a comprehensive awareness of professional ethics, including familiarity with the code. They should also be able to justify their actions on ethical grounds. We move on to responsibility. Psychologists should avoid harming research participants and should take care to ensure that they themselves come to no harm in conducting their research. They should also avoid personal and professional misconduct that might bring the reputation of the profession or the university they work for into disrepute. Psychologists take responsibility not only for their own actions, but also for the maintenance of ethical standards among colleagues, students, employees, etc. Another part of the ethical principle is the idea of integrity. Psychologists should strive to be fair, accurate, and honest, and also maintain integrity in all of their professional dealings. Psychologists should be honest and accurate in representing their professional affiliations and qualifications, including such matters as knowledge, skill, training, education, and experience. This is all mentioned in the code. Well, now we take a look at the protection of research participants. The principles we're going to list have been selected from the BPS Code of Ethics and Conduct and are based on the ethical principles of respect and responsibility. They've been organised into four different sections, each of which relates to the protection of research participants. So this is looking at the recruitment of research participants, and psychologists should always consider all research from the standpoint of the research participants for the purpose of eliminating potential risks to psychological well-being, physical health, personal values, or dignity. They should undertake such consideration with due concern for the potential effects of, for example, age, disability, education, ethnicity, gender, language, national origin, race, religion, marital or family status, sexual orientation, seeking consultation as needed from those knowledgeable about such effects. And also refrain from using financial compensation or other inducements for research participants to risk harm beyond that which they face in their normal lifestyles. That's all taken from the code, and you should make reference to the BPS Code of Ethics and Conduct for the full information there. We take a break in the next episode. We move on looking at the consent that research participants must give in order for them to take part in the particular piece of research. This is the English program taking a look at psychology in the 21st century.